Or statement four, friends should be peacemakers between other friends. Now, sometimes you get a friend that's not really, you know, they don't like this friend. Have you ever been in that situation where, you know, they don't really want to hang out because that friend's there or whatever? Well, this is a really extreme case here in 1 Samuel chapter 19. Look at verse number 1. So, and in this case is kind of like, you know, hey, my dad doesn't really like you. I've actually been in that situation where, you know, I had a friend and his dad didn't like me. He was a police officer. So, and I can see why he didn't like me. I mean, I was always respectful over at his house and stuff like that, but I wasn't exactly a great influence on his son at that time. But this isn't the case here. This is just the case that Saul is hating on David and he's actually trying to kill him. So, I mean, this is, like I said, an extreme case here. Look what it says in verse 1. It says, and Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants that they should kill David. So he's trying to get Jonathan his son to betray David and kill him. And he says, but Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take to hide thyself until the morning, abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art. And I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee, Ward, very good. And so here's Jonathan trying to be the peacemaker between Saul and David. Saul wants to kill David. Saul tries to get Jonathan to help him kill David, but what's Jonathan do? He tries to play the peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, the Bible says. And so it's a good thing that Jonathan's trying to do for him. Now, look what it says in verse 5. It says, For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. See, Jonathan's intercession for David there with his dad actually got Saul to stop trying to kill him for like 5 minutes or so. But the point is that he's trying to help and be a peacemaker and try to help mend this friendship that's been broken. And Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain, which of course, like 5 minutes later, he's trying to kill him again. But, and it says, and Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all these things, and Jonathan brought Saul, David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. So he did repair the relationship there for a little bit, but Saul's got way bigger problems than what Jonathan probably realizes that he has. But, you know, a lot of times people will come to you and talk to you about another friend of yours. And instead of trying to help and try to be a peacemaker, people will join in talking smack about somebody else. And that is not being a good friend. That is being a bad friend. Okay? So we should be good friends. And hey, when our friend, maybe another friend wants to get in on your circle or whatever, I mean, we really shouldn't have where we have all these different factions of people. But sometimes that happens as the church gets bigger and people have their friends that they have. And but, you know, you shouldn't shun other people. You should try to be a peacemaker and add to your friend circle. There's nothing wrong with everybody in here being friends. Obviously, you don't have to be friends with everybody. I understand that. But why not be friends if you can be? You know, not everybody's the same. Not everybody has the same kind of likes and stuff. I get that. But instead of being a backbiter, be a peacemaker. And try to help and repair broken friendships if you can. That's a good thing to do, isn't it?